If you love JJ's Cha-Cha during Academy Week, you're going to love today's guest.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movie.
Welcome on into The Point with Kristen Burt. And I am so excited today because, you know, I think you guys know like a little bit about today's guest, but she's tied to so many shows like Dancing with the Stars Australia, Dancing with the Stars US. So you think you can dance Australia, so you think you can dance in the US. It's kind of amazing. She's like kind of hit all of these shows. Juniors, Dancing with the Stars Juniors. So we need to learn a little bit more about the woman behind the curtain. All right, let's see if I can get this, because I was like, how do you pronounce this rush in Russian? But it's Elena Samodanova.
Correct.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love this. I'm trying to learn a little bit of Russian here. And if I can at least get names, this is good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kristen, for having me today.
I know. I'm so excited. You have so much going on. I was thinking about you guys, and I'm like, in the last year, besides having an incredibly cute baby, Zlata is the cutest thing, and the most, like, sweet disposition, quiet, just...
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. She's
calm.
Perfect angel baby. She's never cries. She always smiles. Her beautiful blue eyes and blonde hair.
The sweetest. Like, yeah, just like you. I know. But besides that, you opened a dance studio. You did pro dance camp. You did So You Think You Can Dance here in the U.S. You've got a student on Dancing with the Stars Juniors. And by the way, your husband's doing that because, hi, he's Gleb Savchenko. I mean, you guys are super busy.
Yes, it's not a lot of time we have to spend with the family. Unfortunately, it's a lot of going on and TV shows and work and teaching and all this new project coming up as well.
I know. I was hearing about that. We can't talk about it just yet. But later. We'll talk about it at the end, just like where to keep your eyes open and when and things like that. But I think what's really interesting is that you guys are very driven. You are very – I love being able to see a little bit of you behind the scenes with Pro Dance Camp because I'm like, you are in charge. You're a great producer.
Thank you.
Where does that drive come from?
I always like to create something new and something what gonna benefit everyone. So like I understand the fans, they always watch this TV show and they would love to learn from the best, you know, how to move and what it takes to actually do these steps. I would love them to have the similar experience what the other celebrities having on Dancing with the Stars. So to learn and try and move their body and see it's not that easy. So and to understand how difficult every week celebrities have to go through these challenges and learn every week a new dance. Sometimes two dances in a week.
Yeah, and then sometimes they throw in a group dance on top of that. So yes. Then the contestants are like, my brain, it hurts. And my body hurts too. But that was a kind of a great idea with the Pro Dance Camp. I know being able to really see how the whole weekend works and watching how hard the, you know, all the pros work. You know, we had Alan and
Artem
and Gleb. And of course, Britt was there to do warm-ups every single day. But I think people really appreciated kind of the up-close and personal attention.
It was very intimidating. Like, you know, very close, and we had a Q&A as well. So, and it was very nice and family feeling atmosphere around the whole 2 days, and have people have this chance to ask the question and to see them real, and you know, to understand what these guys, they're normal human beings, you know,
they are, and they're pretty nice to look at, and they're also really sweet. What I loved is that it really was all levels too. I mean, you had people that bought their first dance shoes for this weekend,
yes,
and then you had people that were competing.
True, because it's like, the guys are so good and they're so professional. So they create the program or the class which is suitable for everyone. So everyone have a chance from beginner level to professional level to improve or to learn something new. So that's the master class they created, especially for our camp. So everyone can enjoy it. So if you guys, if you're free next March, we're going to have one more time, Pro Dance Camp.
Are you going to do it in the same location perhaps?
Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm thinking what's going to be benefit for all the fans. So how to get easier to the location. And because some of them were flying all over the America. Mm-hmm. So I want them to have a comfortable time to get to this. Maybe not Palm Springs. I was thinking maybe it's Los Angeles, actually.
A little bit easier to get to than Palm Springs Airport. But I will say that I remember taking Alan's jive class and I couldn't move for like 3 days after. But it was a great reminder because when we watch Dancing with the Stars on our couches, it's easy to judge and be like, wow, they're not very good. But I'm someone who has danced a lot of my life. And then I realized, wow, I was a ballet dancer. And I remember, you know, you jump and you land on your heels. I'm on the jive and I'm on the ball of my foot the whole time. Yes. Completely opposite. So when people go, you have a ringer, not always having dance training, sometimes it's the opposite of how mm-hmm. you've been trained. That was fascinating.
It's different technique. So if people think like, you know, oh, she's a gymnast or ice skater, it's easier for them. It's not. It's very difficult. It's different technique, different muscles they're using. And it's like completely new experience for them, or especially for ice skater or gymnast, they never danced together with partners, and it's completely new, different level to be able to follow or to lead someone. It's
skating boot. They're not used to pointing their feet in the same True. Way because they have a heavy boot and they try and point the line at least, but it's not a full, you know, arch and everything else.
True. Because Gleb used to dance with the ice skater in Russia when where I was a judge. So, and everyone thought, oh, she's so amazing because she has an ice skater, but it was completely different, and it was so difficult for her to get to the Latin and ballroom feeling, as I just mentioned, point the feet and it's follow the Gleb instructions and do the lifts and tricks, which ballroom dancers are using a lot. For them, it's different technique, and it's speed about the turn, it's different turns and landing on one leg.
Right, totally different. Totally,
and we have to land on both feet.
What does Dancing with the Stars Russia look like? Tell us like how it's different from what we watch here in the U.S.
The numbers are longer.
So are they doing like 2 minutes?
2 minutes minimum, like 2.5 to 2 minutes.
That's a lot. That's a lot to ask of a contestant.
True. And so in Russia, there was no restriction in terms of choreographies. So if you have a cha-cha, you're allowed to do any tricks as well and lifts. And here we don't have these possibilities. If it's cha-cha, you have to be on the ground. You have to be on the floor.
Or Carrie Ananaba is going to call you out.
Yeah. And reduce the marks.
Yes. Yes. She's always like, I'm taking off a point because mm-hmm. I'm lift policing today. And everyone gets all angry and upset. What was it like for you to work as a judge on that show?
To be honest, it was way more difficult just to be a dancer or professional dancer. Because as a professional dancer, you come with your celebrity, you have to perform one dance, and that's it for today. As a judge, you have to sing all these 14 different numbers. You have to give different feedback, and you have to be very fair, and you have to get personal approach for each celebrity and each number. So you're kind of working for 2 hours nonstop.
That's, you know, and that's interesting. I've got to imagine it gives you a more appreciation of what Len and Carrie Ann and Bruno do, because sometimes I get angry and I'm like, come on, guys. Like, why are you giving that feedback? You probably understand it a little better than someone like I do, because I'm just getting mad because I'm watching it on TV. You're saying, well, here's what they're seeing and this is why they're saying it.
Yes, true. Because like when I also was a judge, like I didn't compare contestant between them. I have to compare contestant to himself and see how this boy or girl, man or woman, grow from week to week. And it's not fair to compare, like, for example, like in a ice skater who has some kind of experience with the who we have, like a singer. She never ever danced before, and for her abilities she was improving so much. So, and this person, for example, improve a little bit because they already thought she's good. So as a competition and as a TV show, I felt this person deserved better marks because I could see the bigger improvement rather than this person.
And
so
I would
it's not about between them.
So yeah, and I would imagine like the singer's 8 is different than the figure skater's 8 if you were giving them that score.
Yes, it's different, absolutely. It's not who's better between them, it's what they achieved during that week, during that dance. If it was better than last week or was a bit not as good as last week.
Yeah, and that's probably a good thing for us to remember when we do watch, especially we have season 27 coming up. We've got a full season ahead of us, not like a quick little, mm-hmm. you know, truncated season like we did for season 26. So I'm going to try and keep that in mind. Maybe my mind will be open a little bit more.
Yes, why not? Because it's like we have to judge every single person by their own ability and see what they come from, where they start, and where they're going to finish instead of... Because if this person starts here and this one person starts here, they have different journey. Maybe this is going to be here.
And it's true, because sometimes my favorite contestants aren't the one that are the Jordan Fishers who are amazing from the get-go. Sometimes, you know, I love Tommy Chong when he was on the show. Or, you know, you think about those people that had some growth and you're just like, I appreciated that. I appreciated watching it. I appreciated their personality and the hard work that they put into it. Because some of them are never going to be, like, on Broadway, you know, doing a bunch of numbers or going out on tour even with Dancing with the Stars. So a little bit different.
Yes.
I really want to talk about this. We were talking about it earlier because this incredible Indian dance show. Now, pronounce it for me again.
Indian. It's called Jalak Diklaja. Jalak Diklaja.
Wait, I'm going to try and pronounce it. Wait.
Jalak Diklaja.
Jalak Diklaja. It's kind of wrong. But I've been fascinated by this show because it is so long. And in my head, the dances were also long. And I was like, aren't the dances like 10 minutes? And you're like, no, no, no. They're like two and a half.
Two and a half.
In my brain, I've created this big myth. But how many weeks is a season?
Season is 23, 24 weeks.
That's a really long time.
It's like, it's unbelievable. It's like whole, like 4-5 months.
That's amazing.
Well, it's a good gig to do, though.
It's a great gig. And, you know, I do love that they love the arts. They love Bollywood. They love dance. They love film. So I've got to imagine for you going into this, this was probably a fun experience.
It was an unbelievable experience. My first time in India. And by the way, I was the first Russian dancer ever been on Indian television.
What was that like? I mean, I've got to imagine that you're going in and you're like, okay, I'm going into, this is culture shock completely. Mm-hmm. They are very warm, wonderful people, which I do appreciate. But at the same time, you're like, what am I doing here? What's going on?
So it's like, it was right after my experience on Dancing with the Stars in Australia as a professional dancer. And then I was thought, like, I want to go to India and I want to try. It's a similar TV show, why not? But then it was like completely different.
Okay.
Instead of me teaching my celebrity how to do cha-cha or waltz or foxtrot, they all taught me how to do Bollywood, because every single number, we need to include a Bollywood moves. And every single number, it's not enough to just have a dance. You have to tell the story. So each number needs to connect to some kind of either movie or fairy tale or kind of god fairy tales. So you have to, if there is a special occasion, you have to create a number for special god.
Right. And you're like, then you have to learn about the god, right?
So. Yes, you have to. And besides that, while you're dancing, you have to sing and you have to lip singing. And
so,
I don't speak Hindi.
Well, here's my question, because the old trick is to lip sync, if you don't know the words, is to go like watermelon, watermelon, watermelon. Was that what you were doing?
No. They sent me the full explanation, translation, and the person was taught me how to pronounce, like, and try to let me understand what this.
Try to mimic it.
Mimic, and, you know, like, the head movement on this.
That's incredibly hard.
While performing.
And doing a longer dance number than is usually seen on Dancing with the Stars in the U.S.
Way longer, and plus we have to incorporate a lot of props and decoration and like wall falling apart, and then my hand go through that wall and this, he hugged my hand, and then wall falling apart. All this.
There's like a full story going on. Tell me, this was a great little thing that she talked about behind the scenes, that, you know, they don't have the same technical prowess that we have here in the United States, but they're so dedicated to creating the best show that they can. They will do anything to make it happen. So if they're trying to like do flying, tell us what they were doing.
So yeah, like there was like number. They asked me like, we want you and your partner just fly towards each other and then do some aerial kind of move and then come down on the floor. It was like, yeah, why not? And then on the day they said, okay, that's your belt. And I'm looking around, I look behind me and says, like, who is these people? That's the people who's gonna lift you
on a pulley.
I was like, I'm not gonna do this because it's literally like three persons who is gonna control your life, and what if something gonna happen? But the thing is, they all get used to it. They all trust in them. It's an amazing team. They're so talented, and they work as one. So they know for sure, like the other people and dancers and professionals and celebs, they know for sure nothing gonna happen because they get used to it. That's for them, it's normal. For us, it's like, what's going on?
Right. In the U.S., you'd have insurance that would make sure that that is safe. You'd have, you know, technical specialists. I know in the U.S., Flying by Foy does a lot of the flying.
Inspectors who to check the technical stuff.
And then checked again and again and again to make sure that it is okay. It's just we're used to something completely different. I do encourage people to go out, though, on YouTube and watch some of the dances because I have fallen down the rabbit hole many times. I remember when you were on, too, because oftentimes the YouTube videos would pop up. I'm like, this is so amazing. It's colorful. It's beautiful. You just see their spirit and their heart. And I think that's what I loved about it.
True. I learned so much from them and I learned how to understand the culture through the dance. And every single man and woman, they all dance from the, you know, from the age 2, 3, the national like dancing and they all singing and dancing. And for them, it's like natural cultural celebration of every single holidays. So it's families, they dance, they celebrate, they sing. So it's the very talented people.
They get a lot of pride in their culture and their heritage. And I love that aspect of it. You know, you grew up in a dancing family, didn't you?
Yes, me too.
Both your mom and dad?
Yeah, my mom and dad met each other in a dance studio. And then they danced for a couple of years together until my brother born, and then my father decided to move to do like more like business side of it. And my mom, she was still keep dancing, and until now she's working as a teacher and run her child like kids dance studio in Russia. But probably she's gonna move and start working in our studio.
Oh, you're putting mom to work over here.
Best for the best.
That's right. You're like, you taught me a few things. Now come on over here and do it. Is it all ballroom too that you grew up?
Ballroom. Yeah. Because it's a lot of like we have a lot of Russian kids, and our class is starting from 3+3, and for this age category, for these babies, they need a special, interesting group classes or private lesson, which my mom is amazing with. So she knows the way how to taught them and you know how to teach and explaining right and left and through the games and through the singing. She has her special technique.
So she's like the baby ballroom whisperer.
Yes.
I love that. And Olivia has, I mean, she loves dance. I've watched her in dance class. She will take class after class after class.
She's so good now with dancing. She's still doing tennis and very professional. We're going to competition next, championships tennis next month. But the 2nd of September, she's going to dance here in the Embassy Ball.
Oh, good.
So she's very prepared, and she's going to do Latin and ballroom.
That is really good.
It's like 5 dance in Latin and 4 dance in ballroom.
And that runs in the family, clearly, like the love for dance. That's amazing. Is she cross-training in anything else, like ballet or contemporary? Because it's so prevalent out here in Los Angeles.
Well, we do in Astoria. We just start having contemporary classes, hip-hop classes, ballet classes for kids. So, yes, of course, you join all of them. And
these kids, I mean, if they want to work in TV and film, they have to be able to do everything these days.
True. Everything.
Yeah, it's no
all
joke.
All the different dance styles.
And by the way, then you need to tumble on top of it. I was like, how these kids need to do gymnastics? I don't know how they do it.
Ariel.
Yeah, just knock it out.
All the kids actually on Dancing with the Stars Junior, they all can do that. It's like easy. It's like check position.
Yeah, watching the troupe. I was there last Friday and just watching the troupe, and they're just like cranking out like a couple gymnastic skills. They're out there doing hip hop, and then they're doing Latin dance. Exactly. They are talented.
It's the best kids in America, of course.
They really are. Yeah. And I've got to imagine were you watching the audition for Dancing with the Stars Juniors? Because I know Lev and Sophia probably both went. Yeah. I've got to imagine that room was just jam-packed full of talent.
True. It was like, I think, around 40 or 50 kids in that audition. Lev, my student.
Yeah, let's
made
talk a little
true.
Bit about Lev. Because, you know, he's worked with you. How long has he worked with you? Because I know it's been a while.
More than a year.
Wow. And it's been interesting because I've seen them perform a couple times, Lev and Sophia. Watching the two of them, even just in the matter of months, I've been able to see some really big improvement. I see that one jive number that they do for a lot of their show pieces, and I'm like, wow, it looks cleaner. Oh, it looks sharper. You know, you start seeing the flicks and the kicks on it. It's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, they're very good guys and a very talented couple. They just moved to junior category, which allows them to have open routines. So it's like in our dance world, we have different age and levels. So like they used to be in preteen where they were restricted with the special elements and syllabus. Mm-hmm. But now it's open. So that's why we want to create the best for them, open routine, so we show their talent and benefit them. And I think, yes, why not? I think they're going to be in top three couples in America.
Ooh, that's a big statement.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you think they will wind up at Blackpool in 2019?
Maybe. We have these plans. If there is no other project for both of them, that's the plan to go to the Blackpool 2019 in April.
Here's the interesting thing, like with someone like Lev, who is sort of, you know, he's got his hands in a couple cookie jars. You know, he's in the ballroom world, but he's also here in Los Angeles, and he's been, you know, dabbling in TV and film. What do you place more importance over, or does it depend on the project and where you put your efforts?
I think it's depend on the project, and plus it's like, I think for especially for him, he needs to try to improve both. And, you know, like as a professional dancer, it's very important to keep in that category strong and competitive and push forward. And the same in this, so it's very unique, so he can do both.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, not every single kid can do that and be able to do this. It's we all want to do both, but it's not happening with everyone. So that's why I think he's so special and so talented, because he's so good in both. And he actually can book the different commercials, Justin Timberlake music video.
That's good.
And recently he has interview with the Chinese channel and talking about maybe doing something in Asia. So we never know what's going to happen. And right now I have this opportunity, the producer just contacted me from Russia about kids TV show in Russia. So we're working on that too.
And he fits perfectly into that narrative as well.
So I'm trying to my best as a coach and, you know, his friends and teacher to improve and develop both sides and see what's gonna go. And doesn't matter if this one gonna go anyway, this gonna also gonna go later. So we try to balance it up and make him really work hard.
you're like, I gotcha. Well, and I think too, once Dancing with the Stars Juniors airs too, that's a big exposure. Once it debuts in October, all of these kids are going to have, I think, even bigger opportunities just from going to the tapings. And we can't say anything, you guys. We've all signed non-disclosure agreements, but I will say that it is, without getting in trouble, I just think it's so much fun to watch. And I think that the spirit of the show, people are going to love. It's been enjoyable for me.
It's so enjoyable. It's so much fun. And it's a lot of cuteness over there.
Yes, there's a lot of cuteness. There's a lot of moments. And I think we always underestimate kids. This was something that we saw when So You Think You Can Dance, The Next Generation came about. We underestimate kids and their ability to have emotions beyond just being happy and cute. But kids can make you cry. Yes. Kids can make you feel things. And
they have stories.
Yes, they all have stories too. And they have things that they can tap into. And I think dance is their outlet for, you know, if they're having a bad day or something's tough at home or at school, they just dance it out.
And they're so, like, you know, so wonderful and so talented. And celebrities are very interesting this season. They are different. They have different characters. They have different stories. And each couple has different chemistry between them. And so interesting to watch what's going to take them to get through this week.
Yes. Yeah, because they are shooting the finals this week, so we'll see how it happens. And I think the other thing was that really interested me. There is a wide age range, and I think that that's been really interesting to watch on the dance floor. Mm-hmm. Of like, you know, obviously an older couple is able to do one thing, while a younger couple, you know, their limitations are different. But at the same time, it doesn't change what they're able to do and create emotion. It's been fascinating to really see. Yeah,
I think for sure, my opinion, we need to have more seasons of kids, junior, Dancing with the Stars.
I could see it happening. And all those kids that are kid pros right now want to stay as small as possible and not outgrow. That's what I was sitting there thinking, like, stay in that pickle jar and stay small, because,
like, they have stopped eating carrots.
Exactly. Don't eat healthy. Just stay short. So funny. The other opportunity that you had this year, which I for me, you know, I love this show, So You Think You Can Dance. You really made a splash on the Academy Week. You had both Peyton and JJ. Yes. And for, Peyton's an interesting story because he's been trying to get on the show for so long, and I feel like he was really close, and he just didn't have that little extra sparkle that day that the judges were looking for. The dance was great.
He was amazing. He's so technically trained, and so he very dedicated, very serious guy, and pick up routine very easily. It just, unfortunately for him, maybe that day, it wasn't his day or something, like judges was not finding the way, something they were looking for. But I think he needs to keep trying, and he's so young. He's like 22, I think, 23.
Yeah, and the oldest contestant this season was 27, turning 28. Yes. So Magda's now 28, so why not?
Why not? Just take more Latin classes.
at Pro Dance LA, everybody.
And that's it.
You should reach out to him and say, hey, well, let's get you on the show. Let's make it happen.
Because it's completely different style. And to be able to relax and enjoy this Latin technique, you need to know it. You need to feel comfortable. That's why it's like any other dance style, you have to practice it. It can't happen like this within the night.
Right. And sometimes So You Think kind of asks you to do that. I mean, they've asked people to do that with Tap this season. I'm like telling every contestant, if you want to go on season 16, if it happens, you should be in Tap class now. Obviously, that's what they're telling everyone. JJ really brought it on, though.
JJ, very good guy.
That was kind of a magical cha-cha. I know we have the video of it, of JJ with Chelsea. And I just love this piece. I just felt like from the get-go, right at the top, like he was in it to win it. You just knew.
I just knew.
Did you know that he was, when he was in rehearsal that day, because you guys didn't get a ton of time with them, mm-mm. Did you know that he was like, he's ready to be top 10?
To be honest, I didn't know because I haven't seen the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I can feel that he really wanted. In his eyes was sparkles. He's like, I'll do whatever you're going to tell me. I'll smash it. I'll kill it. He was so precise and curious about how everything working.
And I loved his chemistry with Chelsea.
Mm.
I thought that they really meshed well together, and it looked like they were having a lot of fun out there in that routine.
And she's wonderful too. Without her, I think that wouldn't happen. They so match and, you know, have this understanding of each other. They really help each other to go through this routine, and she's a professional.
I know, and I want to say, we had Chelsea here on the show earlier this year, and I was like, I was saying to her, because, you know, she's done both Dancing with the Stars and So You Think, mm-hmm. and I'm like, are you open to going back to any of the shows? And she was like, Dancing with the Stars, she's like, I think the door's open maybe just a little bit, but she's like, I feel like that chapter is definitely closed for me, that she doesn't really have an interest in going back to the show, but she said, So You Think You mm-hmm. Can Dance? Definitely. Anytime they ask, she's like, I am there. There's something special about the show. Did you feel it even just in the time you worked there?
I feel like very blessed. And like, you know, I did have a lot of fun, and it's a different experience. You, first of all, have to work with the two professional people. It's not like you have to create magic. Yeah, you have to just create and good dance, and they're going to create the magic. It's different. Like, you know, professional dancers, you just have to give them an idea and then they create this without being you involved. And when you work with celebrities, you have to make it
look like something, because sometimes they can't do the steps.
True. And they're just running around, turning around, spinning around.
Or I always call it like the 10 to 15 second, like at the beginning, you just do the filler of like, let's walk them down the stairs. Let's go to the center of the ballroom. Yeah, present them, walk in a circle around them and settle in and dance. But here, right at the
boom. Start. And you can put a lot of context into this routine because both of them professionals are from second one till the last second, it's full on. You don't have to create a story. You have to create a dance.
That's right. And I would imagine, too, that if you have corrections to a professional dancer, they're going to basically understand it. They may not get it right away, but you're like, just think about this image or what you need to create this picture. And they'll go, okay, I get it. Mm-hmm.
So that's why, as a choreographer, I do enjoy working with on So You Think You Dance, because I can produce a better quality numbers, and actually I can produce something what's make my eyes enjoy. It's like, yes, please do something. So that's why I'm telling to my students, please dance so my eyes gonna enjoy it.
Give me something pretty.
Yes. Try your best to please my eyes.
To please my eyes. I'm gonna use that one. I'm gonna say that to my husband next time. Do something to please my eyes. Make this room cleaner.
True.
That is true, isn't it?
Cook me dinner.
Cook me dinner. I hope it not only pleases my eyes, but I hope it tastes as good as well. I love that. Now, you're really kind of broadening your horizons when it comes to choreography. I feel like you're really focusing in on getting your name out there, getting your work out there. I know you have a new opportunity coming up, which we're not allowed to talk about, but we will see it in our living rooms at some point before the end of the year.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Yes. That's going to be exciting. I mean, how are you getting your work out? Are you making sure that people are, you know, seeing your choreography reel? Have you been inviting people over to the studio at all? Like,
Not at all. To be honest, I think it's just like we used to say, word of mouth. So the
word
people,
of mouth is good.
So people just looking for talented choreographers and talented dancers, and somehow they finding me.
That's a good problem.
And plus, of course, like we, both of us, me and Gleb, I think we only one couple who've done so many TV shows around the world in different countries. So we're like worldwide couple. So I've done So Thinking Dance as a choreographer in Australia. We've done Dancing with the Stars in Australia. Mm-hmm. We've done Dancing with the Stars in India. I've done Dancing with the Stars in Russia. Gleb done So Strictly Come Dancing in UK.
Yes.
And Dancing with the Stars in America. So You Think You Dance in America. So it's a lot of different. And all plus I've done, I produced my own stage shows on West End in London, in Sydney in theater, in Moscow in Kremlin, which is the biggest places around the world. Of course, I would love to do something in Broadway.
You're like, just let me throw it out there.
Yes. So I have like bunch of ideas about TV shows, about choreography. So, and I have to put them like, you know, in one file, in one box. And it's like, that's a new stage show here. And
this is good. I will say that a lot of the So You Think You Can Dance choreographers are jumping back and forth between Broadway and So You Think. I mean, you've got Spencer Liff and now Blackstone. Sonia Taya has Moulin Rouge right now on Broadway. It's really kind of incredible. Travis Wall's moving to New York. He's, you know, I asked him yesterday, I was like, what do you have brewing? He's like, well, a project got put on hold. He's like, I'm open to something else, but that he's moving to New York to put himself there. So it seems to be like a really good pathway between that show and New York City. So
who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
I can't leave dog Gleb. He needs me here in LA.
Yes. I want to ask, how much do you assist Gleb in terms of Dancing with the Stars and Juniors and helping with choreography? Because it's always helpful to have a female in the studio.
Of course. Yeah. Yes. It's like, first of all, the seasons are so busy. You know, like, he needs to do a lot of things. It's rehearsals. He's amazing.
Media.
All these interview fittings and creative meetings. So it's a lot of shootings, camera blocking, so he's really busy, and plus with the kids he needs to be a mentor and a teacher. So it's like, before he used to have one celebrity, now he has two persons he needs to, and then plus it's their parents. It's like, it's whole
there's a lot of dynamics.
It's a lot of things he needs to do. So as much as I can, I really help him to put things together so he can deliver it fast, because with the kids you never know how long it's gonna take to them to absorb it and, you know, to produce this dance of quality. It's, you know, it's the kids. They're still the kids, you know. They listen in one ear and it's everything comes from the other.
They get the giggles they're not focused.
15 seconds they focus and then like
they're all over the place.
All over the place.
All over the place. But I think that's got to be helpful. It's really interesting to me that Dancing with the Stars has produced these incredible teams who are also couples in real life, too. And I think that is nice because you can bounce ideas off of each other. You know how each other work. The style. Yeah, you understand so much about each other. And if someone's like maybe stuck at a point, you're like, wait, let me just think. I can probably work out this move. Why don't you do this? Mm-hmm. Or someone can step back, take a look at the number, because when you're in it, sometimes you lose perspective.
True. So you always to have a good, like we call it third eye, to see how things going, like, you know, if it's going smooth and if something not going well. So I was like, on this move, I think we need to change. It look messy or not clean. So like we get together, we think and we change, and then he delivered. And then it's like he's calling me. He's like, it's still not working.
Get down to the studio.
So he's not working. And I was like, and then, for example, I'm teaching and I have to think. And then it's like, I ask my friends, oh, can you record me? And then just to produce something, send it to him. He's like, oh, let me try. And then actually it's going to work.
That's nice, though. Because choreographing for the camera, too, is a different beast than choreographing for stage or a ballroom or anything else like that. So
it's different angles, different perspective, different moves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you never know, especially with your contestant, you can get, you know, the one that's going to take you to the mirror ball trophy, or you have the other person that's going to struggle. And, you know, you just want to make it the best experience possible for them.
True. So we have to do what's possible to make their journey as enjoyable and productive so they can learn something
and have fun and take it away. And I do love when certain contestants just have such a good time, they come back to the ballroom season after season, or they hang out with you guys, or, you know, that's the best part of it all, when you bring dance into their lives in a different way. I do have a couple fan questions, and so this was I asked people to ask some strong questions. I wasn't like, don't give me the basics or the usuals that we all like to hear. So I picked out a couple that I thought were really interesting. And Shraddha, I loved this one. I thought this was really interesting. She said, my question is, what's her creative process when choreographing? She said, I know some choreographers like to listen to the music and then create the dance or the story, while some like to create the storyline first, then pick the music. So she figured it must be difficult when you're choreographing for a show like say, So You Think You Can Dance or Dancing with the Stars, when they're looking for specific types of dance, like we need an Argentine tango or a foxtrot, versus choreographing on tour. So she wanted to know what your process was.
To be honest, I think my process is very easy.
Oh, you're one of those. You just got it.
So, like, I have to work with what I have. So, I sing this song or this music. And then the style. For example, it's like samba and the music completely of the samba.
Which happens all the time on Dancing with the Stars, especially.
Everywhere it's happening all the time. So, it's the salsa. And then I was like, oh, it's supposed to be cha-cha. I was like, okay. And then, like, I'm that kind of person, through all my experience all over the years, and I've been dancing more than
your whole life.
Whole life, more than 25. I don't want to say how many.
You are youthful, don't you worry. You have been dancing your whole life, though.
All my life. So, and have this experience all over the countries. Everywhere where I go, I just see something, and it's stuck in my head, like, you know, little small pieces, like in a puzzle, I would say, somewhere there. So, and if I saw somewhere a nice piece on TV or live, and it's stored somewhere in my brain. And then when I kind of receiving this piece of music, and then it's like the style, I start running, or I do some physical exercise, and I just keep listening, and all these puzzles start coming out, and put it together as one picture. So, and at the end of, usually it's, okay, good day, it's half an hour. A bad day, it's like few hours. And then it's like sometimes I can see the picture, and then just few parts are missing, which needs to be for like, Gleb, I missed here and missed here, the
you fill this in.
Yes, now that's this eight. I don't know what to do here, and I don't know what to do. Please, can you fill in this point?
And that's where the teamwork comes in, which is incredible. I want to know, because this does happen to all artists, whether you're a writer, an actor, dancer, choreographer. You do get a little bit of like a block. What do you do when you're stuck and Gleb's not around to help you in the moment, and you're thinking, I've got to get this eight counts done? Do you have to like walk out of the studio, walk away from the situation, or do you just dig in?
For me, like, I never doing the routines in the studio. As soon as I start dancing the routine, that's it. That's my block. So for me, I need to get, like, I need to be out of the studio, nothing to do with the dance. As soon as I'm on the floor, that's my biggest, like, block. And you're like, huh?
You're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I was like, what am I going to do?
And I'm just looking at myself in the mirror, like, what is it?
Even, like, I remember we have to do show dance with Gleb, and it's like, I don't know what to do for myself because I can create myself in it. So I start imagining someone doing the routine. Then I create the routine, and then I have to learn this routine.
Wow.
So I'm like, different.
It's really interesting to see hear people's processes because it's everyone has something so different. It's very personal to how your brain works and your movement style and whether the movement inspires you first or the music inspires you first.
Dances.
Yeah, you're
for example, like DJ, when I knew it's going to be JJ, I went online and I checked his videos just to see how he moves, what the style, like, you know, his feelings and his emotions. Like, I want to discover him. Like, I want to see the material. And then when I kind of already know him, like, and I know it's going to be Chelsea, I know my Play-Doh. So I start creating.
I love the Play-Doh image.
Play-Doh. So I start creating this picture for them. It's not about me. So basically it's about them. Mm-hmm. And my idea is always to benefit, so to make them shine instead of putting my moves on them.
Yes, that makes sense. Because it's going to look better if you do it that way.
But when I was like, you know, that's always like, it's like, Gleb, send me who's this girl or like a celebrity. When I see her, like, I need to meet her personal. Or so if I meet this person, then it's like,
you get a feel.
I get a feel, I get a vibe, and then I'm going to ask a couple of questions, what they like, what they don't like. Just simple, like, I want to know the person, what they're capable to do, what they're comfortable to. So as soon as I know, then it starts to fill in all this cocktail for them, like, you know, smoothie.
A cocktail of dance. I love it. That's a good one. I'm going to use that one too. I'm stealing all of these little things from you, Elena. All right. There is another really good question that I love. All right, let me just scroll right here. Okay, so this is from Eva. Eva's been a longtime dance fan, and I love this. So she said, you've been involved with Dancing with the Stars Russia, have experienced dancing with the stars with your husband, and now So You Think You Can Dance. What show do you think supports dancers the most?
All of them do support dancers in different ways. Mm-hmm. It's completely three different TV shows. It's hard to say.
So how do each, like, let's pick one nice thing about each show and how they support dancers. So let's start with Dancing with the Stars Russia.
So in Russia, it's like, because that season where we won, so they want to create together with the dancers. So they give us a chance to, you know, create 2-3 ideas, and then they're going to pick which idea they're going to do instead of them giving us ideas.
That's good.
But at the same time, they can guide you, which is going to work, what's not going to work. Mm-hmm. But that they really support the dancers to create something unique.
Which is kind of nice, instead of being stuck in these parameters.
Yes, and even you can suggest the, like, list of the dance you feel for your celebrity going to work throughout the season. For example, if you have very energetic person, you want, but you know she's not as amazing, and she probably not gonna go far. It's like you starting with the quick energy numbers, energetic numbers, and then in the middle you kind of create a soft foxtrot to make like, you know, a bit like in different vibe. So, and they're okay with that, so you can plan it.
A little bit more strategy to planning the season. That's kind of nice.
For your celebrity.
Yeah,
so in terms of what she can do and what she's enjoying more. Because for them, it's a huge stress. They don't know what they're getting to. So to feel them comfortable, you want to start the week with the comfort dance.
Ease them into it.
If she wants to do waltz, let's do waltz. If she wants to do salsa, let's do salsa. So she kind of start enjoying the process. And then we can kind of...
Then we'll give you a quick step or a jive. Okay, how about Dancing with the Stars in the U.S.? How does it support dancers?
They very also support dancers a lot because the dancer can cooperate, like saying, like, I have this routine over here, so I think this angle needs to be shot from this side because this lift is going to be from this. So they do incorporate and working with the professional dancer to create a best show in terms of... Sometimes, like, for example, I have this amazing thinking when I watched it live here, I said, like, that number wasn't that good. But then when I watched it on TV, it was like, wow, it's looked completely like
different. Choreographed for the camera.
Yes. Yes. And the camera angle, the producers, they can see what's going to work. And that's the dancer working with the producer to make this number look fantastic, like magical.
And the audience at home is voting. They want to see those angles.
That's a huge, I don't know like how they do that, but that's the American television can have, they call it it, something to make it magical.
Yes, that's why they have Emmys on their shelves. And so you think you can dance. How do they support dancers?
They support the dancers and choreographers. They give them the best choreographers they can find. Like you. Not like me, like everyone else.
No, there's so many good ones.
So, and they, that choreographers, they very experienced and they for sure going to do a good job, no matter it's going to be Latin, ballroom, jazz, contemporary. These choreographers have, it's a, the best choreographers in the world. To get on this show, you have to do a lot of work before. You have to be already very knowledgeable choreographer. So you have to know what you're going to do. And for the short period of time, then this choreographer is going to create a masterpiece. So this dancer is going to look fantastic no matter what.
And there's a reason why they have 4 Emmy nominations for Outstanding Choreography this year. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. Believe it or not, time is up.
Really?
I told you. I know. Elena was a little bit like, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to do? I'm like, I promise you it will go by quickly. I do want to mention, because you've got Artem teaching a master class at your studio this weekend.
26th, 20th of August, 11 a.m., Pro Dance LA. Masterclass with Artem Chigvinson from Dancing with the Stars, some Latin fusion.
He does a great class. You know what I loved about his class at Pro Dance Camp? He jumped off the stage and kind of danced in the middle of everyone. And I think people appreciated that, especially people who are a little bit more hesitant and get a little nervous about steps and things like that. That I can think they liked.
But he's
Artem.
Very good. He's very talented teacher and he can deliver. He's information to everyone, so and people. I don't know how like he can drag to his class, and you're just standing, staring, and your body just moving.
Well, he's a handsome guy, so that's half the, you know, hey, come to class. But he is a great teacher. He's very patient, which I mm-hmm. think is, I don't have any patience. He's got a ton of it. He's sure. great with that.
Yeah.
All right. So where can everyone follow you? Because they can follow Pro Dance Camp and Pro Dance LA and you and Gleb. There's so many things going on.
They can follow each, like in any of us or every, like in every account. But visit our website, www.prodancela.com, and follow me on Instagram to see what's happening, to see my choreographies, what's happening in the studio. We're looking forward to seeing our studio, and you can learn from the best different classes for your kids, for yourself, and we welcome you.
Yeah,
Pro Dance LA.
Pro Dance LA. And your beautiful babies are sometimes on Instagram, too. You have two really adorable kids.
Oh, thank you.
I know.
We're looking forward to see you, too.
Yeah. I got to take a class. I got to do it. It's my mission to get back into dance class this 2018, which is creeping by very quickly because we're in August, almost September. Well, thank you so much for joining us. You guys, I got to tell you, we got another big episode next week. I'm not going to say exactly just in case anything happens, but let's just say it's another one like Elena who kind of touches a couple of shows like Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance and might have been on your list that you were hoping would show up here on To The Point. I'm just throwing out that little tease. Maybe you guys want to take some guesses. We want to thank Dance Network and Popcorn Talk for sponsoring this incredible show. And I also want to say if you need more dance news, including all of those So You Think You Can Dance interviews from this week, dancenetwork.tv. Hope you guys have a great week. We'll see y'all next week. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.